A day in the life. Does your day feel overwhelming? What does a day's work look like to you? My view definitely contains less now than it did as a young adult. I once worked, against my will, a 23-hour day, but I can't even imagine how one day in Elijah's life could have contained as much activity as what is reported about a fateful day on Mount Carmel. I don't know what time his day began or ended, but he single-handedly, by God's grace, made fools of the Baal and Asherah prophets by challenging them to call on Baal for a sign. They begged him the entire day, right up to the time of the evening offering. No answer came. Then Elijah took his turn preparing for God's glory to appear. He prepared a meal that would be impossible to light a fire under. But God lit the fire and consumed not only the meat, but also the wood, the stones, and the dust. I think that would have been a great place to call it a day. But the Lord wasn't ready for that. There was still much to do. Elijah had the 450 Baal prophets seized and taken to Kishon, where they were slaughtered. Would he be able to rest after that? No, not yet. There was a storm on the horizon that had not been seen in 3 years. Elijah sent word to Ahab to get off the mountain while he could. Ahab made for Jezreel by way of his chariot. The hand of Adonai, the Lord, was on Eliyahu, Elijah. He tucked up his clothing and ran ahead of Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. 1 Kings 18:46. The distance Elijah ran is estimated at about 17 miles, over half a marathon, at the end of the day. Does your day look overwhelming? With God in the lead, you will accomplish great things.